PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey is joining a coalition of nearly two dozen states to fight back against President Donald Trump's move to end birthright citizenship. New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Plackett says they are ready to defend birthright citizenship.
And our American and New Jersey values, values that have been enshrined in the Constitution for 157 years, values that have been part of our nation's fabric for centuries.
Blacken says Trump's executive order eliminating birthright citizenship is unconstitutional. Also among the flurry of executive orders President Trump signed on his first day in office yesterday is a ban on new offshore wind energy leases. The move is of special interest in New Jersey, where Governor Murphy has made offshore wind projects key to his clean energy goals. Trump has said wind projects are responsible for killing whales despite the lack of scientific evidence. New Jersey Congressman Jeff Andrew says he helped Trump draft the executive order. A South Jersey teacher accused of abusing a teen boy and giving birth to his child is out of jail. At a detention hearing today, a Cape May County judge granted Laura Karen's release due to her lack of a criminal record, deemed her a low flight risk, and ordered her not to have contact with the victim. The 34-year-old is charged with aggravated sexual assault and endangering the welfare of a child. The Middle Township Elementary School teacher allegedly had a sexual relationship with the boy when he was living with her and gave birth to a child in 2019 when the victim was just 13. A 23-year-old New Jersey man is accused of burglarizing trucks and stealing expensive equipment.
Back in October, Secaucus police responded to the overnight incidents from a fenced-in parking lot. Six trucks had their EZ-Pass transponders and portable radios stolen, worth a collective $3,000. Luis Najera Mendoza of Belleville is now charged with burglary and theft of movable property. Police recovered some of the stolen items from his home last week. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Now the Hyundai of Trenton Business Report. An old brewery in New Jersey is now an apartment building. Newark officials say the Ballantine Brewery site reopened after closing more than 50 years ago. The Freeman Street site is now an $88 million mixed-use, six-story development comprised of apartments and retail space. Over on Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 537 points. With over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock, Hyundai of Trenton guarantees the best price and trade value in the tri-state area. On Olden Ave and Ewing or at HyundaiofTrenton.com. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. There is a chance of a few snowflakes tonight. A storm system passing by could just clip New Jersey's southern coast with a snow shower. I'll even say someone could end up with a fresh dusting or coating on the ground, but that's it. Very limited, very minor. Best chance of a snow shower will be around Cape May, Atlantic, and Ocean counties this evening. Then clearing skies late tonight and frigid temperatures. Lows will dip into the single digits for most of the state. Tomorrow stays very cold. Sunny skies. Highs back in the upper teens. Thursday, a little bit better, a little bit warmer. Upper 20s with sun and clouds. Friday, look for mostly sunny skies with highs around the freezing mark in the lower 30s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Clinton 17, Jackson 16, Millville 18 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Closet Factory. Their expert designers can help organize and declutter your entire home. They can help you with custom closets, garages, mudrooms, and much more. Call them today for a free design consultation or visit them online at closetfactory.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.